The pot was intact, right? So completely different shaila. Now does the pot protect the tumah from going up to the top floor or not? It protects everything. Sorry, Beis Hillel. That's Beis Shammah. Beis Hillel Emrim Matzeles Al HaKol. It protects everything. It stops the tumah from going to the top floor. Beis Shammah Emrim Eina Matzeles Ela Al HaOichlim Val HaMashkin Val Klei Acheres. It only protects food, liquids, and earthenware utensils on the top floor. That's all the pot would protect. And Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoris Kedivra Beis Shammah. And Beis Hillel retracted their opinion and they ruled like Beis Shammah. So it's a complicated ruling. It's got to do with rabbinical law. Everyone agrees that by Torah law it would protect. The tumah wouldn't go through the pot onto the top floor. But Beis Shammah hold that the rabbis made a special decree for the case of a chaver, someone who's very careful with their tumah stuff, and an amma aretz, and a person who's not careful with the tumah stuff. So a chaver wouldn't use an amma aretz's stuff, right? We assume it's all tumah. We assume an amma aretz's stuff is tumah. So a chaver would never borrow food, liquids, and earthenware utensils from an amma aretz because they can't be purified. But a chaver would borrow a metal utensil or something else because he would take it to a mikveh and he would tunk it in the mikveh and then it would be purified. But the problem over here is that if the rabbis decree in this scenario, this earthenware utensil, if it belongs to an amma aretz and the rabbis decree it's impure, then there's a knock-on effect. And the knock-on effect is that an impure utensil can't protect impurity from passing. Can never protect impurity from passing. So in this scenario over here, do the rabbis also then decree that the tumah passes through to the top floor, corpse impurity, so that a chaver wouldn't borrow the other stuff that's on the top floor? They're never going to borrow food, liquids, and earthenware utensils anyway, ever, from an amma aretz, because it can't be purified, and we assume it's impure. Do the rabbis extend another decree onto the other utensils to say that the other utensils are corpse impure? And obviously, Beis Shammah are holding that they do. They extend a rabbinical decree in this scenario onto the other utensils. And Beis Hillel originally held that they didn't. And then they changed their mind and they agreed with Beis Shammah that they did. They do extend this rabbinic decree.